review on Samar Chalaf and Samar Beis. I want to do Samar Beis first, and then we'll go back to Samar Chalaf. So it says in Samar Beis, the person is supposed to be bedatik, but recreate Shema as carefully as possible. If he's not bedatik, the Meshulchan Aruch says he's yotza. And Moshe points out that if the person, you know, same as Samar Chalaf, he gives you a list of different things to be bedatik about. If you get to the point, however, where the person is slurring the words, the person is running letters into the of one word to the next into the, himself, obviously you're not yotze. So this halacha lo dikdek is yotze. Obviously, that the person has to be careful that he reads it with enough mesinus that he's able to say the words, that the words, each word is really clear and distinct. Shulchan Aruch says you can say kriyas shma v'chaloshen. The Mishnah points out you have to understand the language that you're using, which is not like the Magen Avraham. We don't use this eitz nowadays, unless obviously a person can't read Hebrew, because we don't know how to translate correctly some of the words, and therefore it's better not to get involved in doing something which we not really don't know how to present it. And lashon hakodesh, your yotze, even though you don't understand, except for the first pasuk, and we assume that everybody understands the first pasuk. Hebrew actually raises this as a question. It could be Yotze in Lashon HaKodesh, we don't understand. Levush says behead you that you are Yotze, so obviously we better try and make sure that you do understand. Now, what about to mention somebody else? In case of one person wanted to read to somebody else, Mishabur raises that question. He says Shema Kana does work by Kriya Shema. He says, however, in a case of you're being mitzvah to somebody else, in the case of Shema Ka'ina, the person who's listening needs to understand. Even though we say Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand, but in the case of Shema Ka'ina, the person who's listening has to understand what he's hearing. In the case of a Yochid, be mitzvah to the Yochid. In the case of a Yochid, be mitzvah to a Rabbim, even in Lashon HaKodesh, even though you don't understand, a person could be Yotzei with Shema Ka'ina, even though the person who's listening doesn't understand. So that's relevant, let's say, hopefully by Megillah, we do understand what we're reading, but that's the case. Yachad b'matzias rabim, so the person is a Shema Kana, even though he doesn't understand. Yachad b'matzias the Yachad, really, the Shema really should understand what he's hearing. This halacha, you can say in B'chol Loshen, that the Mishnah Berurah comes out is only in the Bir Halacha, that's only the language of that Medina. So if I'm in America, I can use English as a valid language to say Shema. If I'm in France and the Masaf Maderas in France is French, I can't use English to be Yotze Shema. I have to say it in French, and understand French, of course. There's a lot of the person supposed to be Mashmir L'Ozna. You have that in the second parak, that when you say Shema, you have to say a lot. We hold the Chatzkil. The person say be Mashmir L'Ozna. It's a machlok, whether that's the Rice or the Rabbanan. But he added, if lo yishmir l'oznay, as long as he actually was mechatech the oisius, he said the oisius, he's yotze. Less than that, it's considered hearer. You're not yotze with hearer. Ramesha raises the question, which is raised, is not Ramesha. The Kav HaChaim raises the question: what will be in a case where it's very loud? The room is very loud. The paper is very loud. You're davening in Carolyn Stolen, right? Right. So I would say in a language and in a tone of voice, which in some respect, you know, in this Belanovka Basin Medrash, you'd be able to hear yourself. But in Carolyn Stone, you wouldn't be able to hear yourself. Am I Yerzi in that situation or not? So he comes out in Pasha that you're not Yerzi. The Shmuel also means you actually have to hear it. So, of course, each person has to say a little louder. You can discuss the results of what that's going to be eventually. So a person is not yotze with hearer. In the case a person is unable to be, whatever reason, not able to say, so he can be mahar b'liboy. He's not really yotze, and therefore, but he gets schar for that situation. He's doing best that he can. If the oinus goes away, he has to say that he would have to repeat if it's still Sma'at Kriyashma. He'd have to repeat Sma'at Kriyashma. And welcome to the Gamer, you can't even do that. There's an issue here in a place which is where there's actual soya. You can be mitzvah on the fact that you're not able to say anything, and that's also accomplished. That's accomplished as the person gives you a scar for the recognizing that you're in anonymous. The shots should say the first pasuk of Shema out loud in order to encourage the tzibur to say it together. It's based on a medrash that Klal Yisrael. All of Klai Yisrael come together, and they're mamlech Kodesh Baruch Hu b'yachad. Even a person who's not davening at that point in time, he's in a shul where they're saying Shema. He should say at least the first pasuk and Baruch Shem together with the tzibur. He should have kavanah not to be yotzei if he's planning to daven later. He hasn't davened yet. Okay. Kriyashma should be said, but Kavona Be'ema, Mishabur says a person's Makabal himself to be Nerig al Kiddush Hashem. The Revolver writes that the Bali Musar work on me Makabal to learn for 30 minutes straight during Seder al Kiddush Hashem. And that's probably possibly harder than jumping into the Kibshon Eish, at least on a practical level. Okay? The person should say Kriyashma as if it's something new, which, you know, he should, therefore the person should understand what he's saying. Shouldn't say Merutza Lefia Hergel. You're saying something which is, you just saw a new, there's a new decree of the king, a new announcement, so you want to read it. At the end of Shema, we want to be Mashem, the Ramach Tevis of Shema, in order to connect with the Ramach, a worm of a person. So the Chazan repeats Hashem Elokechem Emes. There's a discussion whether the Chazan, in his own personal reading, whether he says out loud, whether Hashem he says the word Emes or not. The Gross says not to. The Maisa of the Minig is like the Shulchan Aruch that he does. The person davening by himself, so the Shulchan Aruch gives us an option of Mimachavan and the 15 Vavs of Emes, Vyatzi, Benochan, etc. is the Gematria of 90. 15 times 6 is 90. And the actual Kriya itself is 1, that's 91. That's the Gematria of the word Amen. So it's the gematria of the Shem Adnus and the Shem Avaya together, and that counts as if a person's making this calculation, this as if he is being mashlim himself for that minyan. But the other minyan that Shabbat brings from the Bach, the minyan is minyan keduma to say Kel Melech Nema. Shachar mentions Kel Melech Nema, the Ramon mentions Kel Melech Nema, the Shabbat points out from the Bach, that's a minyan keduma. Something took him in reading Shema. You know, listen, leave those for last. A person should not say Shema twice. A person said Shema the first passing, and he wasn't Mechavid. He didn't have Kavona, so you're not Yerzeh Shema without being. So what do you do? So the law is you should read it again. If you're in a Tzibur and there's other people there, you read it Balachash. If you're by yourself, you can read it again, even Mako. Moore points out that Shema is not very happy with you. It's like Chavrusa Klapi Shema, the Moore's Lashon. Is like, you know, he's your friend, you know, you just need to talk to him and not really focus on what you're saying. So yes, you're going to have to repeat it because you're not going to be Yotzeh, but yes, you're going to get, and Shema, I'm not happy with you for the fact that you did that you read the pasuk as such. So a person should be careful to read it with Kavanah the first time. Kriya Shema L'mitza, you want to repeat the Zinyan of being going to sleep with the Teich Kriya Shema L'mitza, the Shema, so you can repeat the Parsha. So Mishbur Ben Tzvadayk, that apparently means Minastam, not even to repeat the Parsha is not proper if there's not a valid Tzarech. Shema L'kim, which we say 7 times, that's based on the puzzle, that's Mutter. To say Amen twice is also improper, because it also looks like you're saying, you know, that there's two Rishriyas, Chas V'Sholem. Amen via Amen is acceptable, the Mishbur points out, in a person, a bracha which has two kavanas, and this is really important when you have a person has kavanas to answer a main. A bracha which has two kavanas, you should answer a main, you should have in mind both elements. So, answering to a bracha of Chazar Shashatz, really there's an amen that what the bakasha in the bracha I hope should be true. I'm saying amen that it should be true that the refuah should come. And I'm also saying amen that Baruchat Hashem, Refechel Emo Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem is, I believe that it's the chasima. That situation, so your main is two kavanas. So the Mishnah mentioned that type of bracha, a person could say amen for amen. My say we're bechavin both in the amen. Okay, some diktukim in Kriya Shema, which I mentioned, that you're supposed to be marach in the ches of the dalad, one third and two thirds in the dalad. If a person does not know how to be marach in the dalad, which we don't, unless you were teimonim. So it's brought down in Allah. It's better not to try and be ma'arichit because you end up getting things which are improper. It mentions you should be ma'arichit the dalad. You shouldn't be ma'arichit the ches. Say the ches too quickly. You shouldn't be ma'arichit the aleph. Yeah, okay, like that. Don't do that. Between la'alam vo'ed and v'hafta, between the end of, so in Shema, in the pasuk of Shema, so after we said that there should be a pause between Yisrael and Hashem, between Elokeinu and Hashem, between Echad and Baruch, between Lom Boed and Vahafta, a person should give a slight pause, between the words Hayom Al Lavavecha, So between the Hayyarm and second also the Hayyarm, a person pauses a little bit. It shouldn't be much that you're saying only now, today. It says, the things which I've told you today should be Elavavecha constantly. Not today on your heart, but you know tomorrow not. Chas v'shalom. The between the Nishma and Lashem, a person wants to be Matim the Ayin properly. However, we have a challenge to do that. It shouldn't sound like you're saying it with a Hay or with an Olive. For Ashkenazim, that's difficult. The Zion of Tzitzis Keru, the person says that Uzkartem, it should be, the Zion should be said very clearly. It's a Zion. You have two letters, two words, the end of one word and the beginning of the next word are with the same letter. You should make sure that it comes out clearly as two separate, distinct letters, so the two words, each one is complete. That's where Moshe points out that if that person wasn't careful with that, you might not be Yotze Shema, because you're missing a word or missing a letter. A Aleph, which comes after a Mem, a person should be careful, make sure that it doesn't flow together, you lose your Aleph over there. It says the person should not be Murnapa Chozik and Mechazik Arofa, Miniach Hanod, and be Yodin Hanoch, which really means that the person should be Makbed and Shvanoch and Shvanoch, so the person should be Makbed on a Chozik and Arofa. Now, most of us are not Makbed on a Chozik and Arofa. A dog Esh Chozok, there's a person supposed to give it a little more of a stress than where it doesn't have a dog Esh. But I don't see people are doing that on a regular basis. I'm sure people know how to do that. So at the end of the day, it says, the person should say each word distinctly, if the atzma, and make sure he says it properly. I want to point out that this is an issue which I think is just a common issue, is the Vav HaHipuch issue. That the letter Vav has the ability to be a Vav HaHibur, which it connects to one word to the next, and that's all it does. It also has the power to change the word, its tense, from past tense to future tense to past tense. So, yidaber means he will speak, vayidaber means and he spoke. So the vav over there changes the tense from the future to the past. In order to do that, it's pronounced with the patach, except for if it's in front of an aleph, and it's pronounced with a komatz, but in general, it's with a patach. So, Vayedaber means he will speak. Vayedaber means and he spoke. Vayedaber means and he spoke, and Vayedaber means and he will speak. Vayedaber means and he spoke. Vayedaber means that it remains future tense. Vayedaber means past tense. I've had this discussed many times to say Vayechulu together with Talmidim because I usually am late, and Vayechulu and Vayechulu are two different things. Vayechal and Vayechal Lakim is two different things, and people aren't necessarily careful on that. This is what's relevant in laning, of course. It's been relevant to you say Shema. It's relevant really with Davin, because the Mishnah points out that all these dikduke which we say in Shema really apply to all of Tefillah and to Pesukim Zimra, and anytime you learn any, you read anything from Tanakh. So that's the correct way. That's what Mishnah points out. It's interesting. Rabbi Chanan Zatzal did not take longer. Did not say his Shema any slower than the rest of his davening. The same way he was makbed and Shema, he was makbed the rest of davening because that's how he's supposed to daven. We're davening not Shema. We're very frum, and Shema takes 8 minutes. And the rest of davening takes about 8 minutes. It's a total of 16 minutes. You say every word. No, the rest of davening, Rabbi Chanan, it wasn't frum. He wasn't, frum. He was a Baal Musar. He wasn't frum. I had the same word when I was growing up. Just assuming this is the Musar Shmos now. When I was growing up, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei did not take any longer than the rest of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. You said, Shemoneh Esrei, with the best kavanas you could, etc. But now with the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. We can say it as quickly as possible. It's not logical to me. And the Moshe Shmuz. So the Vav HaHipuch changes. That's when you have a word which is in the future and you're changing it to the past. Vav HaHipuch also changes from the past, from some which is in the past, into the future. Over there, the difference is not not a shvua versus a patach. It's actually written the exact same way as above a Hebrew with a shvua, or you know, depending if it's before certain letters, it changes to an U or a V, whatever it is, etc. The difference is that it changes a it changes the verb, which is mil'el to mara. So, ve'ahavta means that you loved and you loved. Ve'ahavta means you will love, you should love. It's in the future tense. So, a person, that's supposed to be read mil'ra, not mil'el. So, if you read it mil'el, it's a different word. So, there are eight examples of that in Kriya Shema. It's all of those are to be read mil ra, not mil ale. And if it's read, if you read it mil ale, which is the standard way you're supposed that you read that those is it's going to mean something different. It's going to mean in the past tense, and if you read it mil ra, it's going to mean in the future tense. So that's a point of dikduk which a person should be aware of. Okay.